Good evening. Let's pray. God, we thank you and praise you. Come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for the end of the day. That we thank you for all that we are able to achieve from morning. And now we thank you for all the students, the home school, the church school, and all the attend, and all the parents who are working, and those who are having work. We thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for the miracles and wonders you are doing in our life. Thank you for your word that you always send us that satisfies our needs. We pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord, that you anoint our worship tonight, the songs, the prayers, the giving, and all that for worship your word above all. I pray. Enable us, the church, to continue to evangelize. We pray for all the workers here in UAE and Abu Dhabi and Bahrain, Oman, Kuwait, Iraq and Syria and Indonesia and in Banga and Australia and Philippines and India and Sri Lanka and America, Lord. We bless them and guide them, protect them, protect all of us, oh God, from this coronavirus. Give us wisdom how to protect ourselves and how to move on and to do the very work of yours in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for more opportunities for us to preach your word, to reach the lost in the name of Jesus. I pray that you encourage every member and family that they will spread your word by their good example, by their preaching to their neighbors and friends. Help each and every one of us to use the media. In this time with some restriction of movement, help us to use all the possible way and the media, Lord, to reach the lost with your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. We trust you, God, you are in full control on everything, and we trust you that you are leading us to church step by step to fulfill your work and your will. I pray for provision of yours upon our all brothers and sisters, upon each and every family and workers, leaders and pastors. We pray for provision for each and everyone, for them in the name of Jesus. Pray also, Lord, for guidance, protection and wisdom, and anointing of the Holy Ghost. I pray for more spiritual gifts that be given to your church to go on and do the ministry that you entrust to us. Help us to plant more Bible studies and more congregation for the church. Help us to preach with other languages that we have not yet used in our ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And I pray for more people to be baptized with water, and I pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost so that your work to be moved on. We thank you, God. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify your name, O Lord. Anoint our worship, the songs, O God. Lord, your word says, the Lord inhabits the praise of his people. As we praise you, let the Holy Spirit come and fill us, rejuvenate us, give us good health and strength to go on and say, we thank you, God. We bless you, Jesus. Oh God, Lord, you promise and you say you will see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, and between those who serve God and those who are not. Oh God, we trust you, Lord, as we serve you, as we live a righteous life. Oh God, you do great things for us, and you will spare us. As a father spared his sons, according to your word, let your word be accomplished. In Jesus' name, raise up more prayer warriors. More people are willing to pray and fast, to intercede for the lost, to intercede for your church, for your people who have gone away from you. We pray and we intercede. Salvation belongs to you, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Backsliding, to pray those who refuse to serve you. Lead us, O God, with the Holy Spirit. Do miracles and go before us, that people's lives around us to be revived. Those non-believers and those who have gone away from you, bring them back to your presence, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord, anoint the rest of our worship. Anoint the item of the givings and the message tonight. O Lord, speak to us, guide us, carry us, strengthen us to go on and serve you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's be seated in His presence. It's time to collect our tithe and offering unto the Lord. As we give to the Lord what belongs to Him, In the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10, the word of God teaches us the following: bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And reprove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I will say that the tithe is a dangerous money that you keep it with you. It is only the 10% of what you have. But that keeping of the 10% will close the windows of heaven from you. And as I say, we teach so that for your benefit. And we teach because we fear God. As we give our tithes, God will provide for us from the windows of heaven. And God will give us what we need. That's why my testimony to you, I'm encouraging you to obey God and to give what you do for Him. Lord, thank you for all your people who brought to you what you do for you. I pray, O God, those who brought to you, God, open the windows of heaven and bless them. And pour us so much a blessing that they will, O God, that they will have no place enough to keep it. And Lord, rebuke the devourer, O God, from their lives, and let no fruit be destroyed, nor the vine cast its fruit. Let everyone know they are blessed by you. In the name of Jesus, I pray wisdom upon those who handle this amount of money, O God, multiply it, and use it mightily to pay all the needs. Lord, we trust you. Our eyes is on the windows of heaven. As we obey you, we trust you, God. We trust that you will open the windows of heaven and give us so much blessing that we'll have no place to keep. We thank you, Lord. Could you pray, rebuke sicknesses, rebuke corona, rebuke pestilence, accidents, fine, unnecessary payment, cheating, extortion, theft, stealing, we rebuke all in the name of Jesus. As we bring our tithes and offering and first fruit to you, you will be the one to fulfill all your good promises. We thank you, God, you bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue, move forward, speak about the wedding supper of the Lamb and Revelation chapter 19. We spoke about the introduction to that wedding, the praise and worship in heaven, and the entrance of the bride. And now we read verse 10 and forward to the entrance of the groom and the wedding service. And after that, the coming out of Christ with the bride, with the church, to fight the battle against the Antichrist. Revelation chapter 19, life after death. We are towards the end of the book, of the period of tribulation, and we are near the return of Christ to the earth. And let's read verse 10 onward to the end. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of a prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with the rod of Aaron. And he treated the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, and with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Anoint my lips, and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. Thank you, God. O Lord, I pray for clarity and understanding, that every one of us will take the message and apply it in his life. We thank and we praise you. We so pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here, John in verse 10, he fell down to worship the angel. But the angel said to him, do it not. And he told him, I am thy fellow servant. I am like you. We don't worship angel, but we worship the living God. And he told him, I am a fellow servant as yours. I serve God as you are. And of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. He told him, worship God. In verse 5 also, there's a call to worship God. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. God called you to save him. God called you to worship him. To worship God is to save God. It's not only songs, not only a ministry, lifestyle. We are called to preach the word. That's how we worship God. That's how we serve him. We live a good testimony. That's how we serve God. And he directed him that about the testimony of Jesus, that we have the testimony of Jesus, that we have the covenant with the Lord to serve him and to testify about him, to speak about his testimony. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of a prophecy. What do you mean here? When we testify about Jesus, when we tell the word about the word of God, that is the spirit of prophecy. We are giving them the message that God, the Holy Spirit, is sending to them. Certain time, we focus on the message, we focus on the person who gives the message, but we forget to give attention to whom the message is speaking. The message is speaking about God. Our attention, our admiration should be directed to God who sent the message, and we need to do exactly what he says. So that's the way we worship him and serve him. And in verse 11, speak about the entrance and the coming of the groom inside the wedding hall. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Now here, this is the Lord Jesus Christ, he entered, he's God. He is entered riding on a white horse to conquer and to rule and to bring judgment, to fight the battle. He is here declared to be faithful, he is the true, and he is righteous, he is doing righteousness in what he judge. He judge and he bring justice, he make war. And he described here his eyes were as a flame of fire. He is looking forward to deal with those antichrist, the harlot, and those king of the earth who gather to fight against him and against his people. And also upon his head there were many crowns. He is a sovereign Lord. He is King of Kings. The authority belongs all to him. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. But he mean here, only those who have relationship with Christ, he knew him. They knew him personally. And we need to have a relationship with him, so we will renew him well. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in the blood that is either his blood that shed on the cross for our sin, or the blood of the saints that died for the sake of Christ and for the sake of testimony of Jesus and his word. And his name is the Word of God, that's Christ. Many people, they know Christ with his external shape, physically, but that is not the way. The way Christ, his name is the Word of God. And when we know the Word of God, we know Christ. And in verse 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Here, after the groom entered the wedding hall, there's here the bride, the armies of heaven, the church, 24 elders, the angels, they were with him now, and they move forward to fight the battle. And here, the army, what we are wearing, the armies of heaven, they were upon white horses to come to conquer. They are clothed in fine linen, the same as the Lord Jesus Christ, pure and clean, holiness in life, that's what God requires from us. And out of his mouth, out of the mouth of the Lord, goes a sharp sword, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. The sword that the Lord will use it to smite the nations, those against him, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. That is when he's going to speak that now he will fight. And after he wins the battle, we will see in chapter 20 about the millennium reign of Christ, and he will rule the nation with the rod of Aaron. And he treated the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. Here the Lord, after the wedding, he'll move forward with his bride to face the kings of the earth. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Declare here, he is the King of all kings and he is the Lord of all lords. In verse 17, and I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Here, this angel standing on the sun, he is inviting all the birds of the air to come to eat from the flesh of the kings and mighty men and the flesh of horses, because they will be slain, and their body. This angel is inviting the birds of the air to come and eat. Since this angel standing on the sun is more glorious than the sun, he must be Christ himself announcing that. And verse 19, I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Here the beast that had appeared in Book of Revelation 13, and later on the armies with him, and also the mother of the harlots, the mystery of Babylon that we have read in chapter 17 18, they are now gathered to make a battle against the Lord and his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophets that we have read in Book of Revelation 13. They were trying to deceive and attract the people that they are the true Christ, but they are false Christ. And this false prophet who wrote miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image, these both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. They were caught and thrown. Now this is the end for them. The beast and the false prophet, they were caught and thrown into the fire of the lake of the burning sulfur with the brimstone. And the remnant were slain, those with them, the kings and their armies, with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, with sword proceed out of the mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. That is almost now the end of the period of tribulation. God's willing, next Sunday, we speak about the second return of Christ on earth and his millennium reign, and how the devil will be caught and will be brought into the bottomless pit. We encourage to know the end of things, the end of our suffering. God will be crown all our suffering with a great victory, and he will come. Here, the armies of heaven are we who are being caught when he will come, and during the rapture will be taken. And the army is also composed of those who will be saved during the period of tribulation, and the same people will go with him into the millennium reign, where Christ will rule over the earth 1,000 years. Let's all stand in his presence. Tell him, thank you, God, for your word that you send to feed your church, to feed your people. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Oh, God, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Whatever Satan and the false prophets and the beasts, demons will try to deceive, but to the end of the earth, oh God, you are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We magnify in our midst, we commit ourselves as a church and workers and servants of yours to worship you by cooperating and responding to the message, directing our love and affection and service unto you, Lord. We commit our life to live in righteousness to accomplish the purpose of yours in our lives. Continue, Lord, anoint my brothers and sisters, those who are here and those who are in other places, who receive the message, anoint them so they will continue to serve you. In Jesus' name. You are holy and just. Take the message of God and spread it. And Lord, help us to proclaim that you are faithful and true. You are righteous and do justice and judgment. Oh God, thank you. We bless you. God bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Salvation belongs to our God.